Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
And the word from Ukraine, from President Zelensky, Russia dropped more than 800 glide bombs in Ukraine in the past week alone. We are attempting to connect with Joseph Lindsley right now in Ukraine and find out if he experienced any of those glide bombs where he is. And also, Ukraine apparently has lost 80% of its thermal and a third of its hydroelectric power in Russian strikes. At least one person killed, 12 injured in Dnipro after a Russian strike destroyed the top four floors of an apartment building over the weekend. When we talked to Joseph on Friday, I believe he was in Kharkiv, and things were relatively quiet then, and hopefully that's the way it is now. But we're trying to make our connection with him, and hopefully we will do that any second now. We've established contact with Joseph Lindsley in Ukraine. Joseph, everything okay where you are today? We were talking about all the glide bombs that have been raining down on Ukraine over the weekend and for the last week.
Yeah, Bob, good afternoon. Those glide bombs have been hitting in places near the front lines, including Kharkiv City. They're not able to reach a place like Lviv, where I am right now. You know, after we had that period of calm through really most of the month of June, when as soon as the United States gave permission for Ukrainians to hit some Russian missile launch points in Russia. But now Russians have adapted, and they've adapted in two ways. They are firing the glide bombs from deeper within Russian territory, more than 100 kilometers in many cases, toward places like Kharkiv. And in a very scary way, they're also making these messy bombs even more precise so that they can more precisely hit what the Russians are trying to destroy. And so that means they're probably going to start using a lot more. They're improving the technology, and they're beginning to, after a sort of a lull, they're beginning to use a lot more of these. And so once again, the refrain from Ukraine is, can Ukrainians now push further? Can they hit Russian military posts deeper into Russia, more than 100 kilometers? And we see very keenly here in Lviv and throughout Ukraine the past days, the effect of Russia's sustained attacks upon Ukrainian infrastructure. In Kyiv, in the capital here in Lviv, many people go without water for at least several hours a day without running water. And there are significant power cuts starting today, July 1st, here in Lviv. People can expect to be without power about half of the day. So it's pretty extraordinary cuts. Some of the reason for these cuts is the engineers of Ukraine with European and other partners are working very diligently to somehow prepare the system so that with a view toward winter, because in the summer it's not so bad to be without power, but when the winter comes, that's going to be a problem. And so that's why right now there's a lot of there's a little bit of pain now, hopefully to make things better come wintertime.
10 Ukrainians held prisoner for years by Russia were released recently with what is termed the Vatican's mediation. Is there any hope or any thought that somehow with the Vatican's help, there can be some sort of negotiation to end this war?
I think that generally, no. I mean, I think the Pope is probably pretty, he's expressed his frustrations on this. Early on, he tried to sort of play both sides, which frustrated many Ukrainians. But, there's no sense that Russia and the Russian Orthodox would want to listen to Catholics. The reason why the Vatican was partly involved in this recent exchange, there were two Greek Catholic priests who were in Russian captivity. They're not soldiers, they're priests. Yet another reminder of what Russians do to religions of which they don't approve. And Greek Catholics, even though they're Orthodox in style, they can be married, they have more Eastern-style liturgies, they're part of the Catholic Church. And so even though it's a very different Catholicism that you'd see in America, but they're part of it. And so the Vatican did help to release these two priests. who were in Russian captivity. And yet another reminder, when people talk about, you know, how Ukrainians are frustrated with Russian Orthodox priests on their soil, Ukrainians often see them as spies, as they traditionally have been. Russians put innocent priests in captivity. So two of these guys are released. And meanwhile, there also was difficult news for many Ukrainians and foreigners alike. There was a British medic. He was working with Ukrainian armed forces named Peter Fouché. And he released in the past month some very passionate videos calling for more support from the West. He was there at the front all the time in the snow and in the summer. And he was killed while trying to attend to the wounded in battle. And this is he was one of the foreigners that was really well loved here in Ukraine. And I don't know if we have time for this today, Bob. We'll have to do it tomorrow. But I wanted to share with you some blues music that from Lviv that reminded me. What's that place in Chicago? Kingston Mines.
The old Kingston Mines Theater was a favorite of many people. Buddy Guy's Legends. Yeah.
And I've been there once before, and I was thinking of Chicago because there was a gathering of there was an American musician and was leading Ukrainians singing old American spirituals and blues. And in this little clip, you can hear, you know, just as with the American gospel songs, it was about the pain of slavery so often. You can hear the pain and the hope in this little clip. So I wanted to share a bit of that with you.
All right. Yeah, we have a minute to listen. Here you go. As you have pointed out many times, Joe, music is very important to the Ukrainians, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, it's a way to take your sadness and your anger and channel it into some stronger emotion, so you can put those the difficult emotions to work. And I felt that in that music the other night, and a glimpse of the real soul of this country and how it connects with people, that soul connects with people around the world.
A lot of soul there. Whatever it takes. Joseph Lindsley in Ukraine. Thanks, Joe. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you, Bob. Until tomorrow.